Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the audience. I just wanted to, I don't know, what a strange turn of events recently. Egypt Air has decided to take a swim. I don't know what the issue is. Wow, I've worked on so many aircraft in the airport. I'm about to get working at the airport again. Seems like all I ever do is get jobs at the airport. I'd like to change things up and get a job working somewhere else. Maybe Metro North or hell, taking Mickey D's or whatever the fuck. I don't care. So, new developments recently. New guy playing Han Solo now. Harrison Ford has been I think retired from the role now, definitively. He's never gonna step foot in that role ever again. And now we're going to see Han Solo's young Han Solo adventures, or like the Indiana Jones young Indiana Jones adventures. I don't know why the internet's an uproar over someone else taking the role of Han Solo. We've had young Indiana Jones Chronicles for so long now, and different people playing Indiana Jones as a kid, and it was okay. It wasn't the end of the world. So it's not unprecedented. I kind of joke around about being able to play Lando. I don't have any hopes for it, but I've never not looked like him, so. And I just, you know, I love me some Star Wars, so it would be, I'll do it for nothing. You know what I mean? I'm passionate about it. I'm the guy they got to pick for that role, and I'm vehement about it. I will go to any length to get in contact with Kathleen Kennedy and, just tell her, you need Lando for that movie, the Han Solo standalone. And I'm standing here, right in front of you. So, I'm gonna do some voice testing right now to see if I can sort of get the voice down. Because really, this voice is very distinctive. It's his own. And my voice is very not distinctive. It's not nobody's preference, I'm pretty sure. So, I was thinking for a young Lando, he'd sound a little bit more nasally. Because he's younger and kind of like... This would be a very good decision. Yeah, we've had some great developments recently. It's been a wonderful thing we've got going on here. So I'm gonna deepen my voice in order to sound more like Lando in the film if I can. I'm gonna be like, and who might you be? You truly belong with us amongst the clouds. Things like that. You gotta sound smooth as Lando. You know, you gotta wonder to yourself, what does he act like and sound like as a younger person? I'm 30 right now. By the time I get started filming this movie, I'll be 31. Which isn't bad. Provided I get into excellent shape and I really work out well, I will look, probably 10 years younger than I really am on film. And with makeup even better. So, I wouldn't mind getting paid. That's the thing, I know this, just money is so important. I can make money. I'm gonna get a job soon, working for maybe $10 an hour and doing some hard labor. But it wouldn't hurt to be in my sister's place. My sister has options to make money. She's a lawyer. She knows she's got plenty of money. She's not worried about money. I wouldn't mind having that kind of mentality about life. Oh, I don't have to worry about having money. I have it. It's not an issue for me. Because I got squat. I can't leave and go out and do what I want to do. I always have to be like, oh my god, I gotta get a job. So, if you do a movie role and you become an actor, you can have so much latitude to do as you please. And not have to be burdened by the... and of course, it would be such a boon for everyone in my family. We're not the freaking richest people, so to get a nice payment would be extremely helpful in regards to just making things easier for myself and everyone else. So here's to praying for it, pray to the Lord that my life and my dedication to Star Wars will pay off. I've never just not liked Star Wars. It's pretty much all I ever focused on for years. and I stand here getting older and eventually going to get old enough to be, you know, an older old person, and I'm thinking to myself, what is it I'm here to do before I go? And I think to myself, the only thing to do is to do what I've always been doing. Do something regarding the Star Wars universe. You know, it'd just be like, it'd be tough, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna have to hit the gym, I'm gonna have to get into proper shape, I'm gonna have to learn how to do acting in front of camera. But I guarantee you, once you see me in the Han Solo film playing Lando, you will not bat an eyelash. You will be seeing the young Billy Dee playing Lando. And you'll be like, if nothing else works in the movie, that'll be the most important, I think, like, thing you take away from it. That they got it. They hit the nail on the head with the Lando character. You know? Regardless of whether Han is perfectly portrayed, the fact that you go in there and you say, yeah, Lando guy playing Lando is on point. Looks like him, talks like him, acts like him, all that. So, I'm not dead yet. I'm still trucking along, and I think to myself, there's a reason for that. You know, Superman the movie, there's a, you know, you were put here for a reason. You know, that kind of thing. And I've always felt like there was a reason for my life. That I was a significant, interesting individual. But I never knew why. And the simple fact of the truth is that this Billy Dee Williams came along, did his thing as Lando, and I was born as like a reincarnation of the guy. I stand here today, his twin. So it would be utterly backwards to watch the movie that they're going to make. And I've been going to see the prequels for so long, and I was hoping that they would see me standing around and say, well, do you want to come and join us and be the young Lando in the prequels? I would have done it, absolutely. Gotten paid, of course, and because I think it's right. I think that a guy like me, who looks just like a young teenage 20-something Billy Dee, would have fit in the prequels, doing something. I don't know what. But you'd see Lando as a young kid, and, you know, it would tie the series a little more together, you know. But they never exploited the fact that I was pretty much Lando's little twin back then. They never exploited it. Now the opportunity knocks. I'm quite a bit older, but I retained my youthful looks for, you know, because black people do that. So I would be down for it so hard, man. They cast Han Solo right now. I'm trying to get in contact with Phil and Chris on Twitter. Thankfully, this Twitter thing exists, so you can actually get some kind of communication going with very top-tier people. And hopefully it pans out, you know, and we get this thing going. It's all it's going to take is a green light, and then I'm going to jump on a plane and go to Lucasfilm. And we're going to hack this thing out. We're going to figure out what we're going to do. You know, I don't know the process of filmmaking, and that's the problem. As someone who knows what filmmaking is all about and how to do the acting on camera, that's what they really want to bank this role on, I'm pretty sure. But I do what I can, and I'm an artist myself. You know, I love art. I do it myself. I draw. And, of course, acting to me is something that I think is a very much a talent that is innate. You can have that already built in, and I think I do have acting talent. So it wouldn't be far-fetched for me to get the role and, of course, figure it out real quick how to act on camera, and then we can proceed making the film. And it's not even a serious film. It's definitely going to be a little light, fun kids film, all Lost in Space. Or the J.J. Abrams Star Trek films. And I can definitely see myself fitting into that. I look like a cartoon character. And so if the movie is very cartoonish, I'll fit right in. There's no doubt of that. Now, on the other side of the track, I think to myself, do they even need me? Why not just CGI Lando into the film? Well, it is a live-action movie. They are going to need an actual actor to play Lando. They already have Han Solo. And most likely we're going to see young Porkins. I don't know. They got so many options available to them with everything taking place before the original Star Wars films. So you're going to see a young character versions of a lot of characters that we probably met. Maybe a young Boba Fett too, which is what I'm thinking Daniel Logan could jump on if they want him to. He's a part of this family of Star Wars, and it would be, I think, justified to give him back his Boba and mantle that he's, you know. It's like, you know, you don't just leave Star Wars behind when you get to that point where you play a role in it. You just don't leave it behind. You never will. You never will. No matter what role you play, you could be the little guy in the bar doing something. Jar Jar, Ahmed Best, for whatever he does, he's going to be Jar Jar no matter what. And, of course, Daniel Logan is Boba Fett. Now, of course, that would be so cool for the fan base of his. You know, he's got his own little fan base going, people who actually want him to portray Boba in any capacity, live-action TV show or what have you. And I think that, yeah, if he gets permission from the original Boba Fett to do it, then, yeah, at his age now, he could definitely don the costume, and he's already got the experience of playing young Boba. I wouldn't be against it if they cast him for the film. You know, if there are scenes where he has to be with his head off, his helmet off, then he does resemble Tamir Morrison quite a bit. You know, it wouldn't be far-fetched for them to choose him for the role. I mean, technically, he is the young Boba anyway, so he already voiced him in the cartoon. That's another aspect of it. And, you know, we're going to hopefully, I hope it leads to more stuff Hollywood-wise. Because I got my ideas for film roles, if I could ever get around to doing it. And I'm just an avid watcher of TV and films as a kid, so it's like, I feel like I'm at home in the world of film and TV and all this stuff, so I'd like to participate in it rather than be an outsider looking in all the time. And I'm not saying I deserve it, but it would be fitting, I think, for a person like me who's always been watching and admiring art, television, cartoons, voice work, all these things, to actually somehow, some way sneak his butt in there and get going with it. I know it's tough, though. It's not like you're gonna get. It's not easy. These are big money games. And they don't want to bank on it, and then you do something stupid and get drunk and make a fool of yourself in the public eye, and then it's like everybody sees it because we're in the internet age now, or you leak the entire movie script on Reddit. You know, it's a bad world we live in now. You can't keep a damn thing secret. Your movie will be online the next day as well. Anytime a movie is released, somebody captures it with their phone and it puts it online in 5 minutes. That's another thing. Or they just take clips of the movie that are key spoilers and just release them in 5 seconds. There's a consistent ruthlessness with the world of filmmaking now, because everybody has a camera in their pocket, and they can instantaneously post Instagrams of exactly what took place in the film right there on your face. There's no, like, filter on the internet. So just ignore it if you want to keep yourself safe from spoilers. You have to just, you know, whatever. Anyway, let us hope that this thing goes down. You know, I would love to participate in the world of Star Wars on a more personal level than I've always been just enjoying the world of Star Wars from far, far away. To actually get into it and be a part of it, I think would be, you know, my destiny. Yeah. I believe that. It's just destiny, you know. You don't sit there completely in awe and just completely entrapped and enriched, you know, and raptured by the series and then never contribute to it. And no. Whether you be a little fanboy playing with your lightsaber all day in the backyard, or someone who's actually doing Star Wars comic books and Star Wars video games and making these things, you are part of the Star Wars family. And, you know, to become a much more important, significant part would be cool for me. That'd be really cool. I've been watching the damn movies for so long. It's time to give back, you know. Anyway, I'm going on forever here. Just give me this one thing, huh? Give me this one bit of nugget of goodness in life. That's all I ask. Okay? All right. Take it easy, everybody.